Simon & Schuster Audio presents Birding with Benefits, a novel by Sarah T. Dubb, read by Mia Hutchinson Shaw and Evan Sibley. For all who facilitate discovery, especially teachers, library workers, naturalists, and creators of every kind.
Chapter 1. Celeste Johansson had embarked on some rather outlandish activities in the 2 years since her divorce. She'd done skydiving, vermicomposting, and even a week of sleeping on her back porch every night. But they were nothing compared to her activity on this sunny Saturday morning. She scanned the park for her date, her fake date. He'd been described to her as a quiet, sweet guy with a beard straight out of an L.L. Bean catalog, who was in desperate need of help that morning. And if there was anything Celeste loved more than a new adventure, it was helping. She'd even arrived a couple of minutes early, a miracle for her, especially considering she'd stopped for pastries and caffeine. In their brief texts, full of proper punctuation and capitalization, John had told her he'd be waiting in a gazebo on the southeast side of the popular park, which tracked with the bearded mystery man sitting there now. Whoa. She stopped short, catching the pastry box with the bottom of her cup before it tipped all the way off her arm and onto the ground. He's the kind of guy who will stop traffic to help a tortoise cross the road, then go home and build you a table, his friend had said of John. The description had seemed absurd at the time, but she saw it now. Thick arms displayed evidence of manual work, and his auburn beard, glinting cinnamon and sugar in the morning sun, gave him a woodsman vibe. His skin had the soft tan of someone who spent a lot of time outside, but always wore sunscreen. Large hands cradled a small, worn book tenderly, fingers rubbing at the corner of a page before turning it slowly. The reading glasses parked on the end of his nose didn't hurt the tableau either. John seemed a man balanced precisely on the edge between hard and soft. Celeste began a careful walk across the crunching grass, remembering the most important rule of improv. Simple words she'd scrawled onto a sticky note to join the others on her bathroom mirror. Say yes. People milled around the park, looking curiously up into the trees, as Celeste pondered which was the X she was coming to deflect.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?